Welcome to my daily teaching video. Welcome to day two, where I am teaching out of my book, Personal Vision, how to find, define, and step into God's vision for your life. Today, I'm going to be sharing something really powerful, all about the power of meeting God in questions. People love answers, but I think God actually loves really great questions. Hey, before we do that, let me do a couple of housekeeping things. I do have this book out. I'm not trying to sell you one, but put this up on Amazon. If you'd like, we can send you a PDF copy of this as well. You can do that for a donation of any amount, including nothing. If you have nothing to give, that's fine. There'll be a link below, and we will get one of these to you the same day. I've got lots of things going on in my ministry. I'm currently in Florida here today. I'm going to be in the UK next month. We have churches in New England. But check out the links below and you'll find out more about my ministry. Thirdly, let me say, if you're watching this and you are not yet a Christian or a believer, a follower of Jesus, I'd love to help you on that journey. Ask or answer any questions and drop me a line if I can do that. And lastly, a big thank you to all of the partners and friends of my ministry. We love and appreciate you. If you're not yet a partner, again, link below. We'd love to have you as part of that group. So let's continue where we were yesterday. We were talking about God has a vision. And that I said yesterday, many people derive strength, comfort, peace, security from the fact that God has a vision. And yet, I think we're missing something in that equation. If I simply go, oh, God has a plan for my life today, ooh, I feel all secure, like a little baby in his arms because he has a plan for my life. I think he wants me to know that plan. I don't think he wants me to wander around today saying God has a plan. Rather, he wants me to walk in that plan. He wants me actually to run in that plan. He wants me to live out that plan. And I sincerely believe, it's my experience at times in my own life, but as a pastor looking in the life of others, that so many precious people wander around as blind as a goose in a snowstorm. They wander around like lost puppies in life, not really sure if God still loves them, accepts them, not sure what they should be doing. I think so many of the focus, the greatest resource we have in our life, which is that of time, I think so often people waste that with things that just fill up their time, endlessly scrolling on social media, you know, hobbies and pastimes which go nowhere. Again, it's not wrong to be entertained. I think so often we spend our life pursuing just the basic needs of our life. Now, if you're living on the breadline, if you're homeless, yeah, man, you need to, your full-time job should be finding a full-time job. If you're struggling to pay the bills, I get it. I've been there, done that. And yet there's more to life than that. And finding the reason God put you on planet Earth is one of the greatest and best things you can ever do. Sila. So, I challenge you. I began yesterday challenging you, saying get a notepad, a pen, a journal, and begin writing. Begin the journey, the process of taking that undefined, vague vision and putting definition on it. Making the, I don't know if you've ever looked at an image, maybe from outer space, satellite image, and then zoomed in, and you take a low resolution image and you zoom in and make it high resolution. I think God wants us to have a high resolution understanding of what he wants to do in our life. I think he wants a plan and not a zoomed out, well, God's going to do something with me someday, somewhere, somehow. Great. Okay, but what does that actually mean? I think God's constantly moving us from the assumed to the defined, from the vague to the precise, from the blank to the plan. God is a planner and God has a plan, but I think he wants you to know that plan. And I just really want you to catch one key today from this teaching, and it's simply this. I think God loves to ask questions. Now, Just pause for a moment. You know, if you think through the Gospels, Jesus asked questions again and again and again. Most of the time, if he wasn't teaching in his interaction with people, he would ask them questions. Now, I don't believe he was asking them questions because he didn't know the answer. They say that every good lawyer, every advocate or lawyer, if a lawyer asks you a question in court, it's not because he doesn't know the answer. It's because he does know the answer. And he actually wants you to announce out loud the answer and everybody to hear that answer. A good lawyer will never ask a question he doesn't already know the answer to. And God, by definition, is omniscient. He knows all things. When God asks you a question, it's not because he doesn't know the answer. When God asks you a question, it's usually because you don't know the answer. Or because you do know the answer, but you actually haven't thought that through that often. In Matthew 16, Jesus comes to the disciples and he asks them two really great questions. He says, who do other people say I am? And who do you say I am? And the disciples began looking inward, introspecting. Well, some people say you're John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. And then who do you say I am? And it's like Jesus forced them into defining who he really was to them. I don't think it was completely clear. He's a rabbi, he's a teacher, he's a miracle worker. Could he be the Messiah? They weren't really sure. And Peter, at that moment, steps out of human knowledge into revelation. What does Jesus say? Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. And my quick encouragement to you today is to go on a journey with the Lord. And before you begin coming to him for answers, come to him for questions. It's a really dangerous thing to do. But come to the Lord and say, Lord, would you ask me some questions about my life that I can think about, that I can meditate on? Would you ask me some questions? The questions themselves become opportunities. The questions themselves become invitations. The questions themselves become meeting places where I can meet you and you can give me revelation. You know, we, especially evangelical Protestants, we don't like things we don't understand. We like to define, we like really clear, neat doctrines. That's both our strength, but it's also our weakness. And I tell you, we do question and answer. God does mystery and revelation. And you will receive revelation to the degree that you are content sitting in mystery. God wants you to sit in a place in relationship with him where you're not really intrinsically trying to work him out, but you're rather knowing who he is, the I Am is. And I want to end today, again, with just some pages from the book. I want to give you some questions to think through. This is on page 71. Are there ideas, scripts, thoughts about this area, about an area of your life that heaven wants you to rewrite in this season? What are the challenges you have in this current season? Describe them as past, defeated, and nailed to the cross. What is God teaching you in this season? What is God trying to unteach you in this season? What old thing about your life does God want to replace with the new? How does God define your identity? If God were to come to you today and say yes and amen, what would your request be? What would living completely free, full of joy and in victory look like today as you walk with the Lord? What promise is God speaking over your life in this season? What are the promises he's calling you to declare and pray back to him? He's spoken over you and he now wants you to speak to him. What would transformation look like under your present circumstances? What would it take for you to develop a mindset, a lifestyle, a persona of fullness in your life and more? Boom. Guys, I'm going to end with that today, but I encourage you, act upon these things. Get that notepad, that pen, and give yourself permission to do a bad first draft. Give yourself permission to say, Lord, I'm going to begin defining your plan, your dream, your vision for my life. See the vision, make it plain, write it down, read it, and run with it. Selah. Thanks for watching, guys. Hey, should be a link below. I will send one of these into your inbox if you would like to receive one of those. And bless you in Jesus' name. Thanks for watching.